NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by the Retail Clerks International Association, dedicated exclusively to the welfare of retail store employees. Here is David Rush.
Ford Motor Company has proposed its terms for a contract settlement with the United Auto Workers Union. Details from Robert Blair in Detroit.
After 5 days of subcommittee talks, bargainers for the United Auto Workers and the Ford Motor Company moved to the main table for a one-hour conference today. But it was a fruitful meeting. The Ford Motor Company presented the UAW with a national contract proposal virtually identical to the agreement the union signed with General Motors. The General Motors contract gives UAW members a 77-cent per hour pay boost over 3 years, unlimited cost of living allowances, and retirement with $500 per month pensions after 30 years service. 9 days remain before the UAW strike deadline, affecting 150,000 Ford workers, expires. But those close to the scene here in Detroit expect the United Auto Workers to announce acceptance of the pact with Ford sometime next week. This is Robert Blair for NBC News, reporting from Detroit.
Investigators in Anchorage, Alaska, say the pilot of a DC-8 jetliner apparently was trying to stop his takeoff when the plane nosed in on the runway and exploded in flames yesterday. At least 48 of the 230 persons aboard were killed, 3 others are missing. The plane was en route to Vietnam with military personnel and some dependents. One of the passengers said quick, cool action by experienced soldiers aboard helped save the lives of most of the passengers. The Defense Department reports Russia has tested an improved version of the SS-13, its newest intercontinental ballistic missile. A Pentagon spokesman said the ICBM was fired 4,700 miles into the mid-Pacific near Midway Island last Wednesday. It was described as the first firing at extended range of the modified SS-13, a solid-fuel missile considered similar to the U.S. Minuteman. A traffic jam in Germany. That story and more news after this for the RCIA.
The RCIA, the Retail Clerks International Association, which broadcasts on Monitor every weekend to inform you about the collective bargaining achievements of its local unions, on behalf of its over 600,000 members, urges all Monitor listeners to give every cooperation to the November March Against Muscular Dystrophy. The goals toward which the RCIA strives involve its members in all community activities as part of their active and busy lives. But words like active and busy hold little meaning for the tens of thousands of youngsters caught hopelessly in the grip of muscular dystrophy, a crippling, ultimately fatal disease that destroys the voluntary muscles. Their only hope is that a cure will be found through scientific research, giving them the promise of full and happy lives. Give all you can to the Jerry Lewis volunteers who will call on you, or send a contribution to MDAA, care of your local postmaster. This message was brought to you by the Retail Clerks International Association, Washington, D.C., 20006. Once again, David Rush.
East German border guards today slowed traffic on the main highway into West Berlin. There was no official reason for the delay of 2 hours or more, but the action apparently was a follow-up to Russia's protest over a scheduled West German political meeting in West Berlin. The Soviet protest and notes to the Big Three ambassadors to West Germany said such meetings violate the status of the divided city. A government spokesman in Lisbon has denied reports from Conakry, Guinea, that Portuguese mercenaries have invaded Guinea for the fourth time in less than a week. The spokesman said his government has no mercenaries in Portuguese Guinea, the origin of the alleged invasion. In related developments, travelers arriving in Dakar, Senegal from Conakry say as many as 400 people may have died in fighting in Guinea in the past week. And Gambia informed the United Nations that on September 30th, 38 mercenaries were captured on Gambian territory as they were preparing a military expedition against Guinea. The disclosure was made in a letter from Gambian President Jawara to UN Secretary General Thun. The administrator of the U.S. government's new $10 billion mass transit program says no city or private bus firm that needs money to modernize its system will be left out. Carlos Villarreal, head of the Transportation Department's Urban Mass Transit Administration, says there is now more than enough federal money to modernize every urban bus system in the country. The money, to be funded on a two-for-one matching basis, is to be used for capital improvements, not operating costs. Villarreal said the number one short-term priority list includes cleaner, faster, more comfortable buses with lower pollution levels. 25 men were injured and 4 are missing after a series of explosions set an oil tanker on fire about 2 miles off the coast of Japan. Reports from the scene said firefighting boats have managed to confine the blaze to the crew's quarters. Navy upset Army today in the traditional football game between the two service academies at Philadelphia. The final score was 11-7. The hour's top story, Ford Motor Company proposes a contract for the United Auto Workers Union, virtually identical to the UAW agreement with General Motors. David Rush, NBC News, reporting.
Listen again on the hour for NBC Monitor News. Yes, sir, Joe Garagiola here in Radio City, surrounded by a solid wall of tourists. All waiting to get in a music hall, though, I must admit. Hey, why aren't they all trying to get in here? It's a good question. What's Radio City Music Hall got that we haven't got? I mean, all right, they got 50-some-odd dancing girls. Some are hotter than others, I'll admit to that. 80-piece orchestra directed by Maestro Paul Laval. Popcorn. You name it. They've got it. We don't. We got Murray Decay with us right now. So you don't have to wait in line. That's that. Right there, right, Murray? Okay. Hey, we got good music, though. Janet Lawson was good enough to be your wife.
I got a sale for you. For 1 week only, you can buy 3 pairs of sheer Burlington pantyhose for $5. Ordinarily, you pay $2 a pair. The great thing about Burlington pantyhose at any price is what you don't get. You don't get sags, you don't get bags, you don't get wrinkles. They're proportioned to fit everywhere. 3 pairs of Burlington pantyhose for $5 for 1 week only. For the store nearest you, call free 800-243-6000. Did you get it? 800-243-6000.
People and music and fame. You'll find them all on NBC.
a professional sports team hands out a big bonus to a young player, it helps itself from the public relations standpoint. However, it can also create some problems for itself right in its own clubhouse. And the Atlanta Hawks have found that out this year. The Hawks committed a chunk of money, reported to be $1,900,000, to sign Pistol Pete Maravich when he got out of Louisiana State. When the season started rolling, the Hawks didn't. The blame was laid to Maravich getting all that money. Not to Maravich himself now, but to the money. The players questioned Coach Richie Guerin about whether he was letting Maravich get away with things that other players couldn't do. Guerin admitted that he was, saying that he had to learn about Pistol Pete. All the players seemed to resent that Maravich, untried in the pros, was getting all that money. One player, Joe Caldwell, resented it so much that he refused to sign his contract and jumped to the American Basketball Association. Now, this is not a new situation in the sports world. There have been a lot of cases that never got much publicity because the player got off to a great start. Lou Alcindor was one. Joe Namath another. But Maravich hasn't been all that impressive right away, and that has added to the problem. Anytime you've got a guy on the club who's making an unusually large share of the money, he's a potential problem. In the case of bonus players, it's worse, because they are question marks. With established players, you don't usually have that problem. When I was on the St. Louis Cardinals, Stan Musial was getting big money. Now, I don't think any of us questioned that. If we wanted to know why, all we had to do was look in the paper at the batting averages. In Pittsburgh, Ralph Kiner got the money, and we all knew why. Kiner was batting fourth, Gus Bell fifth, and I was batting sixth. In the late innings of a losing game at home, Kiner would come to bat and everyone would cheer. By the time I got to the plate, there was no one left to cheer. They'd seen Kiner. Now they were on their way home. But bonus players could be different, even in baseball. The Boston Braves resented the big bonus that Johnny Antonelli got and made things tough for him, even though he was a fine young man who became a real good pitcher. When the Cardinals signed me, I got a bonus, $500. But the guys were great. They never held it against me. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports. Now this from the Associates. You know, I've been interviewing people all around the country, asking them how they feel after doing business with the Associates. If I had to give you a one-word summary, they feel great. Basically, it adds up to three things the Associates have a lot of. Money to lend you, friendly personal interest in your financial situation, and good customers who are now good friends. The Associates, nice people with money to lend you. At 16 past the hour, you're on the Monitor Beacon.
Come with Swiss Air to the great cities under the Iberian sun. Swiss Air has four brand new vacation packages that travel experts say are the best buys under the Iberian sun. For as little as $322, Swiss Air will take you to Lisbon and the beaches and fishing villages of the Algarve for 2 weeks. Airfare, accommodation, sightseeing, and breakfast included. Price based on group-inclusive tour fare, minimum 15 people. For more about Swiss Air's new extra value vacations, call your travel agent or Swiss Air.
Happy Day Radio 66, WNBC, New York.
Here's Frank Sinatra's new one, Lady Day, about the all-time great Billie Holiday.
Her day was born shades of blue. Her song was sad, the words were true. Her morning came too fast, too soon, and died before the afternoon. Poor Lady May, could you?
Beth Meyerson asks a question, you know there's more to it than meets the ear. And that's because she's New York City's Commissioner of Consumer Affairs. Okay, Beth, ask us.
How do you like your eggs? Did you know that was one of the five most asked questions in our country, according to an informal poll taken recently by a national survey? But at the neighborhood store, when you're about to make a purchase, there's one common answer that all consumers give to the question of how they like their eggs. They like them good, and they like them cheap. But unfortunately, too many consumers don't get what they like, and it's their own fault, because they haven't done their egg-buying homework, and they carry into the store with them too many myths about what makes one egg better than another. I thought the misconceptions about white eggs versus brown eggs had been cleared up long ago, but we still get letters at our office every week asking the question all over again. And the answer is, they have exactly the same food value. And if your grocer has a lower price on brown eggs, you do well to take advantage of the saving. Another myth is that the size of eggs, large, medium, or small, is a determining effect on the quality of nutritional content. Not true. Size categories are merely a convenient marketing method developed by the food merchants. You buy eggs by the dozen, but the merchant sells them to you by weight, really, just as he sells you meat and other products. The Department of Agriculture grading of eggs is grade AA, grade A, and grade B, determined by the condition of the shell, yolk, and white, and on the air cell sizes. And these grades apply to large, medium, or small eggs. Keeping that in mind, here's some useful egg buying tips from the Department of Agriculture. If there is less than a 7 cent price spread per dozen eggs between one size and the next smaller size of the same grade, you will get more for your money by buying the larger size. For example, large eggs grade A at 60 cents a dozen would be a better buy than medium eggs grade A at 54 cents a dozen. But if the price spread is greater than 7 cents, the better buy is the smaller size. The Department of Agriculture also thinks shoppers should be aware of the weight standards with which all stores must comply. A dozen large eggs must weigh at least 24 ounces. A dozen medium must weigh at least 21 ounces. And small eggs, at least 18 ounces. Keeping those minimum weights in mind when you shop and using the 7 cent price spread rule, you can easily figure out for yourself which egg purchase will give you more for your money. This is Beth Meyerson Grant speaking for the consumer on Monitor.
Guess the next question here should be, what do you want? Egg in your beer?
easy to brew the most beer. Not so easy to brew the finest. It takes carefully selected ingredients, extra time, and extra brewing steps. And that's exactly what Miller does. That's why every glass of Miller High Life beer is really deep down good, satisfying, refreshing. Truly, the campaign of beers.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee. The Carpenters and We've Only Just Begun.
We've only just begun to live. White lace and promises, a kiss for us and we're on our way.
We've only begun to
to a drive-in movie for a change.
Yes, but speaking of a change, did you remember to change the motor oil this morning?
Yes, but I'm so embarrassed. Me, the wife of Andy Granatelli, forgot to have the service station man at SDP Oil Treatment when he changed the oil.
Oh, don't worry about it, honey. Luckily, I have a can of SDP here in the glove compartment.
Andy, you're not going to add SDP right here in the drive-in.
You know how important it is to add SDP with a winter oil change.
Well, of course, Andy. Everyone knows how it helps their car start easier and faster, but I...
Be right back.
But, Andy, you'll disturb the other couples watching the movie.
Yeah, but just think of the publicity, honey.
Well, it will help the car start all winter long.
Never say Andy Granatelli can't add his own SDP oil treatment. How many people are watching?
Don't worry about it. I can't even find anyone watching the movie, let alone you.
Later tonight, you can go nightclubbing with Murray the K when Monitor visits the Rainbow Room. Starring there right now, Peter Nero with Sounds Like This. to be me. KPRC Houston is your station in southeast Texas, the Gulf Coast area. All areas you stay with us is more. Joe Garagiola for Monitor. Joe Garagiola here on the day of a traditional Army-Navy game. I wonder why they never call it the Navy-Army game. Whatever they call it, big upset today in case you haven't heard. Navy, underdog by 14 points. Navy upset Army. Final score, Navy 11 and Army 7. Well, we're going to have all the sports news later this half hour, so you stay with us. Sooner, though, we'll have a report from Francis Colton on bathing around the world. Isn't travel educational? Bathing around the world yet? Here's a fellow from England, Beatle George Harrison. He's going to sing My Sweet Lord. The Beatles was on the drums. Next on Monitor, travel and vacation expert Francis Colton, brought to you by Japan Airlines, whose hostesses in kimono make your every flight a pleasure. And the subject of Miss Colton's report will be bathing, right after this message.
Old world Japan. The gracious smile of a young girl in kimono. The unexpected artistry of a superb meal served in gilded lacquer bowls. New World Japan, the latest in aviation computerization, the newest in electronic technology. Japan Airlines has combined these two worlds of Japan to produce its worldwide, world-famous service. And now, almost anywhere you want to go, you can enjoy the traditional old-world courtesy and gracious service of a kimono-clad Japan Airlines hostess, while the latest in Japan Airlines jet equipment carries you to your destination at nearly the speed of sound. The best of old Japan, the best of new Japan. From Japan Airlines, the worldwide airline of Japan.
Japan Airlines now serves 36 major cities around the world. For reservations to any of them, call your travel agent or nearest Japan Airlines office. Okay, everybody, out of the pool, into the tub. Here is Francis Colton.
We Americans have a famous fondness for bathing, certainly a worldwide corner on soap commercials, and 90% of the world's bathtubs. But we don't have all the ways of coming clean. In fact, compared to some other nations, we wear a sort of national tattletale gray. Nor do we appreciate the spiritual and social values of bathing as others do. When you travel, then, look for the differences in bathing equipment, habits, and tradition. Often they'll be as varied as, let's say, the cuisine or the geography of the language, and they're great fun to dig into. Let me quickly reassure you that you needn't fear that as the Statue of Liberty fades into the distance, so do the adequate bathing facilities. That notion went out about 20 years ago. I have been in Scottish and English hotels that didn't have a crackle of central heating, but the bathtubs were so big that as the water was pouring hot into one end, it was cooling off in the other. Then in France, where taking a bath every day is considered bad for the skin and even the health, but of course you won't want to tell your young son this, when you finally do sink into the tub, you'll find such refinements as a gigantic heated towel and a blanket of a terry cloth robe to wrap around you at the end. And apropos of refinements, the Japanese, more than any others, seem truly to understand and to appreciate the bliss of a hot tub. And they use it as a way of relaxing and staying warm. One gets into the tub for a good long soak, never for a wash. The hot water, in fact, is treated like a precious commodity. It is never meant to be sullied by soap. In Japan, then, if you face a traditional Japanese bath in a typical hotel or inn, never, but never use your bath for the soap and lather process. That part gets done first, outside the tub. Then when you're clean, you simply slip in, up to your chin, and soak. And oh, is it delicious. The Finns have their saunas, and a Finn will honor you with an invitation to his, especially if you're there in the summer. In the cities, apartment houses have saunas within them, and each family takes its weekly turn. As a visitor, you'll find a sauna at every hotel, and I urge you to try it, especially a little at a time. You'll find as you travel, then, that if you bathe as the natives do, you'll have tremendous fun coming clean. This is Francis Colton, and I'll be back again tomorrow. And until then, let me leave this bonus travel tip behind. While the bathrooms you find abroad will often be as enormous as a ballroom, they probably won't contain, as is customary, a sliver of soap. So be sure to start out with a favorite cake of your own when you leave home. Till tomorrow.
Okay, Francis, hey, I gotta let you in on something. Remember I said this was about bathing? One of our staff, who'll have to remain nameless, came in after it started and she said, "It is about bathing." I said, "Well, what'd you think it was?" She said, "Well, I thought bathing was the name of a country." Tells you something about our staff, right? Here's a word now from Japan Airlines, the airline with the 747 jet.
The Japan Airlines 747 Garden Jet. The interior design of this unique plane was inspired by the refined beauty of a traditional Japanese garden, with the silkscreen murals, the hostess's embroidered kimono, even the swizzle sticks all contributing to the atmosphere. Why not enjoy the garden jet yourself on your next Trans-Pacific flight? Just call your travel agent or Japan Airlines.
Tomorrow, Japan Airlines again presents travel and vacation expert Francis Colton.
Thank you.
is Mama Cass, and it's getting better. Music and sports coming soon right here on the Monitor Beacon.
Hi, I'm David Conner. I've got 1 minute to talk about the Samaritan Halfway Society, Father Pick Casey, his staff, drug addiction, and you and me. Society is actually the work efforts of Father Pitt and his staff. It is an agency designed to combat drug addiction. The Society operates two 24-hour-a-day therapeutic communities, day and evening programs, and 2 3-day-a-week induction centers. New York harbors far more drug addicts than the 400 involved in treatment at the Samaritan Halfway Society, and money is needed in order to provide new facilities to treat them. That's where you and I come into the picture. If you'd like to help, contact the Samaritan Halfway Society, Incorporated, 130-15-89th Road, Richmond Hill, New York. Thank you.
Happy Day Radio 66, WNBC, New York.
And the Strawberry Point third grade class with Building a Heaven on Earth.
There's a bad boy, what I should. I know you do it too, Richard. You know I'm not the bad boy, what I should. I know you do it too.
Montreal wins Grey Cup, Rangers and Bruins tie. Now the stories behind those headlines on Monitor Sports. The Army and Navy got together for their 71st inter-service football game at Philadelphia this afternoon. Sound like Cosell trying to say Philadelphia. After a scoreless first half, during which it seemed neither team wanted to win or could, underdog Navy pulled it out 11-7. It was the Minis' first victory over the Cadets since 1967 and left their record for the year at 2 wins and 9 losses. No Navy team has ever lost more than 9 games in a season. Army opened the scoring early in the third quarter. Dick Ather intercepted 3 times in the first half, combined with Joe Albano for a 42-yard touchdown pass. Now, towards the end of the period, Bob Elfline of Navy raced 49 yards for a score. The Minis then went for a 2-point conversion, made it, and they led 11-7. Early in the fourth period, an Army field goal attempt from the Navy 22
No good. The ball was fumbled by the cadet holder. Navy closed out the scoring after recovering another Army fumble. It led to a 33-yard field goal by Roger Lanning and made it Navy 11, Army 7. A special note of praise must go to Mark Schickner of the Middies. He intercepted 4 Army passes. That's a record for this game, as well as one that snuffed out a desperate cadet drive in the closing moments. Mark Schickner. This was the first Army-Navy game since 1951 that failed to sell out. 95,000 showed up instead of the usual 102,000, which is capacity. Elsewhere in college football on this day of traditional rivalries, Boston College over Holy Cross 54-0. That's the first winless season for the Cross in 75 years. West Virginia 20, Maryland 10. Georgia Tech over Georgia 17-7. That knocked the Bulldogs out of a trip to the Pecan Bowl. It sent North Carolina to play against Arizona State. Sugar Bowl-bound Tennessee, the nation's seventh-ranked team, beat Vanderbilt 24-6. Oklahoma 66, Oklahoma State 6. Memphis State 14, Cincinnati 10. Miami of Florida upset Florida 14-13. That knocked the Gators out of a possible Liberty Bowl game. Auburn 33, Alabama 28. Rice over Baylor 28-23. And Louisville 34, Wichita State 24. In pro football, Montreal won the Grey Cup, symbolic of the Canadian Championship, by beating Calgary 23-10. In the National Hockey League, Bob Nevin scored with 1:45 to play to give New York a 3-all tie with Boston. Standoff enabled the Bruins to retain their 2-point edge over the Rangers in the Eastern Division race. In golf, amateur Steve Melnick and pro Bert Yancey are tied for the lead after 3 rounds of the $100,000 Heritage Classic at Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Each has an even par score of 213 for 54 holes. Melnick was 74 this afternoon. Yancey had a 70. One stroke back, tied at 214, are George Archer, Bob Golby, and Jack Lewis, who tied the course record with a 65. In tennis, top-seeded Arthur Ashe and Stan Smith set up an All-American final tomorrow for the $7,600 first prize in the Stockholm Indoor Open Championships. Ashe eliminated Cliff Ritchie of the U.S. 7-5, 6-4 in one semifinal. Smith put out Ken Rosewall of Australia in the other. 8-10, 6-2, 9-7. That's a look at the sports.
The road is
long.
my brother.
The most treasured name in perfume, Chanel No. 5. Spray perfume, spray cologne, Chanel No. 5. Mean perfume for Christmas.
And un rayo del sol. That's a ray of sun, and I hope you saw one today. If not, let's try it again next Saturday. Joe Garagiola here for Monitor.
Give her an arpege promise.
Honey, I promise to spend more time with the kids.
Just write a promise on a card and wrap it up with a gift of arpege. Promises and arpege go together.
Dear Mommy, I promise to keep my mouth closed.
Dear Barbara, I promise to keep my paws off Gary.
Dear Miss Adler, I promise not to hide you when my wife comes to the office.
Promise her anything, but give her arpege by Lanvin.
Give her a bottle of Dimate Friction Full of Bath, and she'll feel fresh. Give her two, and she'll glow a little. Give her three, and she'll absolutely tingle all over. Give her a gift of Dimate Friction Full of Bath from $2. You'll have to feel it to believe it.
Happy Day Radio 66, WNBC, New York. Have a happy day.